Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Considering end-of-year bonuses for your employees? Well, think again, because new research from Virginia Tech's Pamplin School of Business shows incentives and bonuses can lead to unethical behavior in the workplace. Bill Becker is co-author of the study and associate professor of management.
When you have both bonuses and goals together, people kind of fixate on those goals, and sometimes they're willing to cut corners or misreport their time or their costs in order to meet those goals and achieve those bonuses.
Researchers also found what they call a slippery step effect, where dishonest behavior becomes increasingly worse when managers become dishonest. So what's the solution?
It's better to have incentives that are actually tied to customer satisfaction or that are tied to accuracy or that aren't tied to these just kind of arbitrary numbers, which lead people to kind of focus too much on those and lose sight of the ethics involved.
In other words, people will do what you reward them for. So if you're going to offer bonuses or incentives, the research shows, tie them directly to the behavior rather than to the metric, so employees don't try to game the system. I'm Michael Pope.